Joining us on the TroCare College Live Line, Brad Bisping with the Buffalo Bisons, who are maybe the focal point tonight in one of the biggest games of the year. Brad, the July 3rd fireworks with the BPO, it's one of everybody's favorite events, and you've got to be smiling this morning, because if there's one thing you can't ever control with it, it's the weather, and it looks perfect out there.
Yeah, you're right. We plan all off season for this, for the whole season, but this event in particular, the weather's always a wild card, but it looks like it's going to be a tremendous night here at the ballpark for the 29th annual KeyBank Independence Eve celebration, the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, their great concert, our largest fireworks show of the year, a game at 6 o'clock. We got some great giveaways and a whole lot of fun in store for this great Western New York summer tradition to take the ballpark again by storm tonight.
It is a big tradition now. I can't believe it's 29 years. Are there still seats available for this?
There are. You get the box office opens up here in a couple of minutes at 9 o'clock. You can go to bisons.com as well and get your tickets for tonight. But yeah, 29 years. This great tradition and a milestone event tonight with this event alone. We'll see its 500,000th fan attend this event, and we've got a couple of fun things around that centered around the fans. And when the gates open at 4:30, in tribute to that, we are going to select one fan that gets here early to throw out the game ceremonial first pitch, as well as a fan named Elizabeth Gannon, 99 years old, who's attended the last 26 July 3rd events. She'll be throwing out a first pitch as well. So have a lot of fun in store for the start of the game, the pregame ceremonies, and throughout the night.
How about that? I mean, those are some really fun ceremonies going on. I mean, the fireworks and the BPO, it's really, is it the biggest show in Buffalo? I think most years it is, right?
It's definitely up there. It's definitely our biggest show of the year, and we empty out the fireworks closet on this one, and the Skylighters Western New York do a tremendous job for us, and it'll be a big show after a great concert with all the great military and patriotic tributes, some pop culture classics, some fun stuff on the board and on the field, and it's quite a show once the game gets over.
Is this synchronized to music tonight?
There'll definitely be some elements throughout the show that's kind of synced up, but our fireworks are just blown off just out past the left field wall. So the marches kind of lead into it, but then kind of the fireworks take control with the noise and the big bang. So the BPO is a perfect lead into the show that lights up the sky.
Always good to get a little bit of culture out there, right, with the BPO. I'm wondering, how this has changed. If you haven't been in several years, there's been a lot of new stuff done to the ballpark in the last 5 years, specifically with some of the changes the Blue Jays came and made, some of the changes that you guys have made. How is their setup similar or different from years past?
Well, it's a little different because of the party deck and the bullpen being out there. The stage is in slightly different spot, just beyond the outfield wall. But the key thing is that the BPO does just such a tremendous job every year is bringing in different types of music as well. So it's never the same show. Whether it's the Armed Forces salute, of course, my favorite moment is a part of every post game concert on July 3rd. But they'll bring in some different marches and some different patriotic tunes, and then we look at sort of the different anniversaries as well that we can in pop culture. We'll have the 40 years since the Back to the Future came out, so we'll have a medley for Back to the Future. It's 50 years since the Rocky Horror Picture Show came out, so we'll play Time Warp and have a special on-field dance from the 716 Dance Lab in Lancaster, New York, coming out and being a part of that. And Wicked has obviously taken the world by storm, so we'll have Defying Gravity sung and played by the BPO during the show. So they do a great job of mixing it up every year and bringing a fresh concert to our fans.
It's amazing. And, just getting to a Bisons game is a fun family event. I mean, what's still to come this season? Because every game is an event, right, with the Bisons?
Absolutely. Every game is an event, and this is a tremendous night. And then we start the second half of the season. We have some amazing promotions still to come. We just unveiled yesterday our vintage movie night jerseys that we'll wear on Saturday, July 19th. And if you're ever a fan of The Natural, the iconic baseball movie that was filmed here in Buffalo, you're going to want to check out those jerseys. We're actually going to show the movie after the Bisons game that night. So a tremendous event coming up. We have a couple of firsts as well at the ballpark. On August 2nd, it's going to be our first ever drone show that we're going to do as a part of our Women in Sports Night on August 2nd. And then August 23rd is our first ever Harry Potter night at the ballpark, where we'll wear Harry Potter jerseys. We have a Harry Potter scarf giveaway. So that's just a couple of, like you said, every game is an event. There's a week in August, that last week in August, we have a giveaway every night of the week. So lots to come. Get to Bisons.com. Check out that schedule. You know, we had a little bit of a wet April and May. The weather wasn't really really cooperating with us early in the season. But like you said, tonight's going to be a tremendous night, and we still got a full summer of events here to enjoy here at the ballpark.
Finally turning around weather-wise, yes. For you guys, which is awesome to hear. I saw those jerseys, by the way, the Natural jerseys, always cool. I think a lot of people like that, you know, heritage-style look when going
it's
to a baseball game.
Right?
It definitely totally feels that way. And then showing the movie after, it's great for everyone who's, you know, probably maybe have never even seen The Natural before.
Yeah, and we'll have a lot of Easter eggs from throughout the game, some things about, you know, the Whammer and The Natural, and we'll actually have a broken bat giveaway every inning of that game, sort of to theme the Wonder Boy breaking in that final scene, the Wonder Boy bat. So we're going to have a lot of fun with The Natural Night event. I know a lot of our staff has been looking to do for a long time to just pay tribute to that iconic film that, you know, was filmed where the Bisons played in the mid-80s. So really looking forward to that night coming up.
Well, Brad, thanks so much. Happy 3rd and happy 4th.
Happy 3rd, happy holidays, everybody, and we'll see you at the ballpark tonight. It's going to be truly special.
All right, Brad Bisping joining us from the Buffalo Bisons. Always a great night.